shotgun. He throws a pick on the outside. This ball will be walked back into the end zone. Pick six, that's Xavien Howard.
Not the result the Broncos were hoping for down in Miami. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, Vance Joseph's message to the team here was, don't just come in and check off the boxes. Come in here and push it forward a little bit. How do you want to see the team respond these last four games?
Well, I mean, this is our job, you know, and I think that that's why it's important that we, you know, no matter where we are at this point in time, obviously it's not where we want to be, and we're disappointed being right where we are. But the bottom line is we get paid to be professionals, and we still haven't got four games left, and, you know, people are coming to watch us play, and we're expected to entertain, and that's why we got to go out and be the best that we can possibly be.
In the last game against the Dolphins, DT and Emmanuel each only had two touches. How do you get the ball to your playmakers a little bit more?
Well, we got to do a better job, and it's like you said, it's tough if we can't get the ball in their hands. They did a good job of taking those two out of the game, but we just got to do a better job when we do get them open, get them the ball, and you know, even though at times we ran the ball better, we got to get some balance, and ultimately we can't get behind and we can't turn the ball over, right? So we've turned the ball over, which is leading us to get behind, playing catch up. It takes us out of the running game. So we've got to hopefully stay in a football game and be able to play our game, be conservative and run the football and you know, win the field position. We lost a field position war too. We're inside our five several times and they get the ball at the 45. I think our average starting was the 18. They were at their own 42. So it's a big difference. That's a big part of the game that, you know, those are the little things that we've got to start doing a little bit better.
All right. Well, when we come back here on Elway Access, we'll talk about a player who had a great game against the Dolphins.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
Fumble. The Broncos, I think, have it. Is Bradley Roby, and Roby gets up with the ball, and the Broncos defense with a huge turnover here.
Back here on Elway Access, and John, Bradley Roby played well in relief of Aqib Talib, who was out with suspension, had the forced fumble. What did he show you in that game?
Well, you know, we've thought so much of Bradley for a long time since we drafted him in the first round 3 or 4 years ago, and so he came in, and you know, with Aqib out, it was his show, and you know, Bradley showed everybody what he can do. He can really cover people, and he's got great instincts and finds the ball, and so that's why you know, we drafted him. And so for him to be able to be that starter, and I think that's what, you know, obviously any player does wants to be that starter, and Bradley really took advantage of it and showed everybody his capabilities, because he's really a good football player.
Right, looking ahead to this next month here in the college game, it's bowl season starting. We just saw the conference championship games. What's this next month like for the personnel department?
Well, you know, obviously we can figure out how to get a couple wins, but you know, we're in the middle. We're going to go to a lot of different bowl games and see different players, and so we'll start hit the road a little bit for this month, and then once we get you know, see what happens in January, we'll start getting busy on you know, what we do on the personnel side, and that's trying to make this football team better.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy ceremony coming up on Saturday too, so busy time.
It always is. Yeah. Exciting time of year.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Elway Access.